And we got one African Baptist, after one of the six, we got on Mount Zora, that's the name of the Mount Zora First Baptist Church. It ain't dead yet, it's pretty alive. And they got, when I start that, the United Methodist, he's gone. No membership at all. African Methodist, they got a few members, not hard enough to have service.
Why, yes.
And the St. Paul Baptist Church, they're getting along pretty good. They got enough to have service.
Mm-hmm.
And Mount Zora Baptist Church is the leading church of people, and also gathering to have more people come.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, they got about now. I don't know exactly the membership of St. Paul is not many. But Mount Zora Baptist Church has got about 60 or 70. African Methodists got just a few. That's I counted out to you two Baptists and two Methodists.
Yeah.
Now they have a Holiness Church here too. I know you all know about that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I'm writing a book on camp meeting.
Yeah. Well, they have those type of meetings, the Holiness people do.
Yeah.
And they have a Holiness Church here. You know, they always do turn out good.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
They got the spirit somehow or other.
Well, they believe in the spirit.
That's right.
Yet people don't, a lot of people don't agree with them, but I agree that a man that ought to serve where he feel like he's right.
That's what I agree with you.
And don't criticize. Don't criticize that person when he's serving the church where he feel like he's right, if he didn't bother nobody.
In other words, let him do his thing the way he wants to do it.
The way he wants to do it. So and so saying, keep him with God's word.
Yeah, as long as he's right with God, that's up to him.
Yeah, because only one God.
That's true.
That's all. And one thing Jesus said when he was here, if you remember this, it's in the Bible. He didn't say man, but he said, you.
Yeah.
I'm going away. And you're occupied until I come back again. You read that, I know, heard you.
Yeah.
Preacher. Well, that's what I think that all people should do. If God has left this business in man's hands, Christ, God's Son, who I had reference to, and he is occupied till he comes. And if he don't occupy, we don't know what's going to happen.
That's what looked like a big mess.
Yeah. If we don't occupy till he come back, I don't know what's going to happen. He left it in the charge of men. Well, some of the people are trying to occupy, and the holders, people is one group who are trying to occupy.
Yeah. Trying to do what they think is best.
Doing what they think is right and prepared. They have fine service. They have hallelujah shouts. That's all.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's
nothing. Well, there it is. They have all that. That's just, they believe in that kind of religion.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
Where they go back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do they have any kind of like Sunday, you know, meeting, like a camp meeting, like then on the ground and all that, you know, like where they bring the lunch or have maybe two or three days meeting, like revival, or you all have it in the Baptist church? Or?
Well, it's not in a limited time, and now you spoke about revival, because I'm a Baptist.
Yeah.
And we put on a revival meeting that's not limited.
I see.
Let the spirit limit it.
Uh-huh. In other words, as long as it's going right. It's
going right.
Like it's
and making success, but don't cut it off.
I think that's a good way.
This is a good thing to do, don't cut it off. And the holiness folks is the same way.
Yeah.
They have revival, and as long as it's going good, they don't cut off. When they cut off, I guess, but the spirit say you're going far enough, cut off.
Yeah, feel like you've done your work, then it's time to go on.
Well, that's the same way they do the Missionary Baptists. They run a revival meeting, and they don't have a limit time.
Mm-hmm.
They accept the minister for the leader, and it's up to him. And he knows enough done, why he's the man that is facing it, why the members just let it work with him.
Well, I think that's really the way it ought to be. Of course, our religion, we are Methodists, and we have gotten to feel like the Methodists look like they got so much organization, and you know, they've got to have everything going.